Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Mem, and we are on Lamed Tes Amud Beis as we continue here in the fourth parak of Ma'aser Sheni. We just spoke about what happens if there's price fluctuation between the time that I took the fruit to the time that I paid the money. So that's what we discussed, that the kinyan, right, this is in a place where there is an overlap between Dine Mamanis and Isser V'Heter. And here, the kinyan is the pulling of the fruit, we know mashicha, while the change of status could only be maybe when you give the money, because the money is what's going to get the status of the Ma'aser Sheni. So that's why there is an overlap here, and we discussed that the mamonis goes by the pulling of the fruit, while the change of status goes by the money. And that was the two cases that we discussed in the first part of the Mishnah about Mashach, which one, whether it goes up or whether it goes down. Now we have the second half of the Mishnah. Hapodem, middle of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Hapodem Ma'aser Sheni v'lo Kara Sheim. If somebody is Podem Ma'aser Sheni but does not do Kriya Sheim, doesn't call it Beferish verbally, doesn't say what he wants to do, but that's what it's clear that he's doing. He wasn't Gori Sheim, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Shalo pireish ze pidyono shel ze, ela pidao b'machshava. It's Podem Machshava. He did it, and he knew exactly what he wanted, but he didn't say anything. So Podem Ma'aser Sheni v'lo Kara Sheim, Rabbi Yossi Omer Daya, Rabbi Yossi says, that's okay, that's enough. It's enough. Yes, it seems best to be Podeit b'shem, verbally, but if not, it's okay. And that's what we hold, as we'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zorach Lafarish. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to explicate. You have to explicate, and the Gemara will say what exactly one has to what one has to explicate. If you look in the Rambam here in Ma'aser Sheni, the Rambam says in Dalet Aleph, it's pretty clear that it's lechatchila one has to verbalize. Harotza liftos peiros Ma'aser Sheni poda osan b'demehen. If somebody wants to be poda Ma'aser Sheni poda osan b'demehen, you poda them for their value. Va'omer hare hamos ha'elu tachas ha'peiros ha'elu. This money is in place of, instead of, the fruit. Oh hare ha'peiros ha'elu mechulalos al hamos ha'elu. Or these fruit are mechulal on this money. V'imlo pireish ella hifrish mos bilvad kineged haperos. If he didn't explicate, he just did it, dayo. That's enough. V'eino tzarech lafarish, and he doesn't have to be explicated after that. V'yatzu haperos lechulin, v'ya'alu hamos liyushalam yotzin sham. And the fruit go to chulin, and the money becomes kadosh, and you bring up the money there, and you buy. Shenamar ki yirbe b'imcham ahaderech ki lo suchal se'eso. Lo suchal se'eso. So that is, the Rambam says, clearly that it has to be said lechatchila. That's what it seems to be. But Yehuda says, tzorach lafarish, that one has to say it, and if not, it sounds like according to Yehuda, that if you don't say it, then it's ma'akev, and it's not, the switch didn't occur. The Rashba discusses in, actually that's the, regarding the Kiddushin aspect, but if you look in the Mari Kirkus here, on this Rambam, the Mari Kirkus says, v'yafapi, and he quotes the Gemara that we're about to have, let's just read the next line. Hayimadaber, so this is a machlokas about Ma'aser Sheni, but then we also have the machlokas about Kiddushin. Once we're on the topic, Rabbi Yossi said it's enough not to be Korei Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to say it. Hayimadaber, isha liske gita v'gidusheha. If a man is, a woman are talking, they're talking about getting married, they're talking about getting divorced. Nasan la kidusheha, or nasan la gita v'kidusheha, right? And he gives her the get, that he gives her a kiddushin. V'lo pireish, doesn't explicate. That's what they were talking about, but they don't explicate it. Say machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yossi says Dayo. Just like you did a physical act. Here you designated the fruit, even though you didn't say anything. And here you gave the kiddushin, or you gave the get. It's enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarach Lafarish. Rabbi Yehuda also there says no, one has to explicate. And if you didn't explicate, so then it is not good enough. We will learn about the Asukin Bosu Inyan on the next daf. But if you look in the Mari Kirkus here on this Rambam in Ma'aser Sheni, he quotes our Gemara. We're going to learn on today's daf that regarding when does this work, that you don't have to explicate if you already have been talking about it. We're talking about divorce, and then you did this, then you don't have to say it. V'gabi kiddushin, tzorach shi'asuk bosu inyin, and also by kiddushin, you have to be osik bosu inyin, so, kiddisa berakam at the kiddushin, v'ilu b'maiser, lo eskiru davar, by maiser sheni, it doesn't say anything about asukim bosu inyin, you were talking about beforehand, being podeh. Efshar, says the Mari Kirkus, Efshar de Meister Shani. Maybe Meister Shani is different. Why? The Kibran Shehifrish Ma'os Keneged HaPeiros. Since you already took money out and you have it right next to the fruit, Ha'inyan Mora. Va'oso Meisa Mochiach de Lepidyon Asa. That's more clear in an objective way than the Kiddushin and the Gerushin. You might have said the Gerushin, the Kiddushin, the get that says in inside of it, but maybe you're giving it to her to hold. But here you took out money, you put it next to the fruit. Why else are you putting that next to the fruit? Obviously, it's Lepidyon. The ode, so there, the first approach of the Marikirkus is that our case, the Meister Shani case, is super clear. And that's why you don't need a Sogobosu Inyan. The ode, or the other answer is that no, Kiddushin v'Gittin have a higher requirement. So which do you focus on? Say the second answer is V'od debi kiddushin v'gittin shiny shehu davar shetzarech edim, because that requires edim v'im ein ha'inyin mochiach le'edim, and if it's not clear cut to the edim havali kimekadei shumagarish below edim. It's like getting married or divorced without edim. D'nesinas hama'os o haget einu hochacha la'atzmo. A man giving a woman money is nothing. Just even though you spoke about it 10 minutes ago, the edim don't know. V'lo la'acherim. Meiser doesn't have that ochacha. So the first answer is that maybe Meiser Shani is automatically, is inherently clear. Or the other ones, maybe Kedushin and Gerushin have to be even clearer. Va'oda, this is a third idea. The Kedushin v'gittin ba lachov la'achirim. Hilchach tzorech ochacha. Right, it's chav la'achrini. Gittin and Kedushin are chav la'achrini, and that's why you would eat them. That's right, the language of the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Samachay, when something is chav la'achrini, that's when you need edim there. Right, Reb Chaim spoke about what chav la'achrini there means. The Gemara says there, remember the Havamina there in Kedushin, Samachay and Beis, the Havamina is that we compare the edim that are by Mamanis and by Gittin and Kiddushin. Right, the Gemara there says, if you get married by yourself, a Makadish, Beinola Veinatzmo. So the Gemara says, Ein Choshishin. You're not Choshish Likiddushin. A Makadish Be'ed Echad. Ein Choshin Likiddushin. So the Gemara says, what's the Apsak? My Havi Alar of Kana Omer Ein Choshin Likiddushin, Rapapa Omer Choshin Likiddushin. Amalei Rav Ashilu Rapapa Kahana, my Daitach, why would you say that it might work? The Yalfis Dover Dover Mimamon, because you learn, from Dine Mamanis, monetary law, if by Mamanis they're admitting is enough, so you should say also by Kiddushin and Gerushin. If they both and me agree what happened, so why don't you say the same thing? If they both agree that the marriage happened, even though there were no Edim, why doesn't it work? That's what the Gemara answers. Armale, Hasam Loka Chayev La'achrini. Over there, by Mamanis, I'm not obligating anyone else. Loka chayev lachrini, hacha chayev lachrini. But here, by marriage, I'm being mechayev lachrini. It's being negative for someone else. Well, what's the chav lachrini? Rashi, kachav lachrini, shekrovo seha ne'esrubo. Because all of a sudden, her krovim are now usher to me. If I marry my wife, then I can't marry my wife's sister or my wife's mother. The krov of Nasar and Ba, and she can marry my krovim. So it's chav lachrini. So the Rashbi here says, and what if there's a woman that has no relatives? It's not chav lachrini. Is it like a low plug on a daraisa level? Or do you say, the way that Reb Chaim understood this, chav lachrini means there is a status change, and there is a transcendental effect of the act that is taking place, and that's what requires edim. And the way Reb Chaim said it was that there are two types of edim. There's edim birur and edim kiyum. Edim levarer hadavar, and they don't have to be there. Edim just to know that it happened. Okay, it happened even without the edim, but if you want to prove it, you need the edim there. Edim birur, that's what you need for dini mamonis. And then you have edim kiyum, edim that are makaime dover. Lo makaima milsa. That's the language of the Gemara earlier that I didn't read. Or the Gemara later on. Sorry, lo the Gemara later on. That lo by mamon is lo ivri sahadi elo lashakri, right? That's by monetary law, but by marriage lo makaima milsa elo basadi, right? That's the two different lashonos. But anyway, this is all the suggestion of chav la'achrini is mentioned by the Mari Kirkus here on this Rambam, and that's why maybe asukim bosu inyan is only needed by gittin and kiddushin and not by and not by Meiser Sheni. The idea of requiring Dibur in Kiddushin, which our Gemara says, right, our Mishnah. So our Mishnah has the double Machlokas. Machlokas is about Pinyan Meiser Sheni, a Machlokas about Kiddushin. So the Gemara seems to compare the two. There is a question in the Achronim. The Gemara says in Kiddushin on Daf Hey that there is a requirement for the husband to say something to the wife when he marries her. The chasn to say to the Kala. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Hey, I'm a base. Ketzad b'kesef. Nasan la kesef o shava kesef. A man gives a woman money or something worth money. Va'amar la hariyamu kudeshes li hariyamu resesli. Hariyat li l'intu. Any of those lashonos harizimu kudeshes. Aval hisha nasna va'amar hi. But if she gives him something and says, Hareni mu kudeshes l'cha, I am hereby sanctified to you. Hareni mu reses l'cha, hareni l'cha l'intu. Eina mu kudeshes. So he is supposed to do the maisa and the dibor. If she does both the mice and the dibur, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. What if one or the other? That's where Papa's kasha. Taima danasan huva amarhu. The reason that it works is because he did both. Hanasan huva amarhi. What if he gave the money and she says, I'm married to you? Right? Einam kudeshes. This is mashma from the first line of the brisa, that it doesn't work. The second line of the brisa sounds like the only problem is because she did both, but if he did one, it will be good enough. So which is it? So Gemara says, it ends up that, no, he has to do both. Ibai Sayyima skipping, Nasanhu va amrahu mukudeshes. Nasnahi va amrahi ain't mukudeshes. Nasanhu va amrahi, but if he gave the money, but she said I'm mukudeshes, sveika hi va chashidal midraban. That's a suffix. The suffix if he didn't say. So what is the requirement for dibur by kiddushin? Is that just to be clear? We don't know for sure, as we want to make sure, want to verify exactly if they're married, or is there a higher level of requirement? Even if we know for sure that this is what he meant, still, you might require Dibur in Kiddushin, he has to say something. Again, that's a big discussion in the Rishonim on that sugya. Rishonim even discussed, if you look on the Shilti Giborim, the Shilti Giborim on Heyam and Aleph, right, on this Gemara, the Shilti Giborim says that Omer La Hare, that's by Shar, Aval Kiddushin Kesef, Tzarech Sheyomer La Befiv, Harayam Kudeshesli. By Kedusha Kesef, he has to say it. You are sanctified to me. Shebediburo hu mekadsha al yidei kesef. That's an important lashon. Shebediburo hu mekadsha. What do you mean? How do you get married? Kesef shtar ubiya. What's the Shilta Gibor I'm talking about? He's mekadishu through dibur along with the money. The dibur plays such a central role. V'im amar la hare at lekidushin. And if he uses a lashon of this is to you for kiddushin, doesn't say I'm a kaddish you with it. It's the result, so it doesn't work. He doesn't. That's the daya that he quotes from Mem Zayin Hey Mori Zakeni Harav. V'li nira sha'af bekiddushe kesef im amar la'arezi lekudesh eich mukudeshes. Because Yogi Baram seems to say no. If he uses that lashon, it's okay. Shari gila daito shalashim kiddushin hu nos nala v'kfar biyarnu. So it seems like 2 days in the Shilta Giborim, whether the Dibur is a formal requirement, and if you don't have it, then even if you know what his Kavana is, it's not good enough. That's the first day. Or no, it's more of just to be Mavarer. And once you know for sure, so then it wouldn't be a requirement above and beyond other Kinyanim. So that's an important discussion in Kiddushin. Right? Another Nafkamina might be Kiddushi Shtar. Right. The Kiddushin Shtar, it says in the Shtar, Harei Mekudeshesli. So just like it says in the Get. Do you need Amira by Get? Machlokas, Rambam, Tur. Do you need Amira by Get? If you know that they're planning to get divorced and he gives it to her. So do you need it by Get? So the same discussion, you need it by Shtar. So if you look at the Me'iri on the first Daf in Kiddushin, the Me'iri on Daf Beis in Kiddushin, the Me'iri quotes from the Rabbis of the Mountain, I think. Right? Ra'isi Lachachme Hahar. That's the Meiri, shekasvu, she'eino tzarech lomar lo klum. When it comes to Kiddushi Shtar, he gives it the Shtar without him to say anything. Shehari mashet tzarech lomar lo, kasuv hu b'shtar. What he has to say to her is written in the Shtar, meaning according to this daya, it's Dibur is all about just being Mevara to make sure it's clear. So by Shtar, it is clear. V'hu sha'amr b'gemara, and that's why in the Gemara that we just read says, Ketzad b'kesef, nasla kesef, v'shari shavik ezer v'lai b'kodeshes li, v'ketzad b'shtar, kasav lana yara la acheres, harib b'kodeshes li, v'lo hizkir bar v'amr la. If you're medayik in the lashon of the Gemara, by kesef it says v'amr la. By Shtar it does not say that. And they, these Chachmei Ha'har, explained, kesef adam asui litno. A person could give money to someone else for many reasons. O lahalvoso, for a loan. O liknospo, or to buy something with. Ezedavar, v'meinom afarish bin sinaso. If you don't explain at the time that you give it, shalashem kiddushin who knows them, that you're giving it for kiddushin, ein b'mashma nisinaso, inyan sham kiddushin klal. You don't know. Farehu kimone mamon al-chadeir. It's like counting out money to your friend, b'fnei edim. She'ein riyas ha-minyan shum z'chus lamone. Shemachayev ha-yelo onos lamlo. Maybe I owe you money, maybe I'm giving you a present. Just giving you money means nothing. If a man gives a woman money, it doesn't mean anything. And that's why you have to have dibur. Aval shtar shekasev bo shetehi mekudeshes lo. But the shtar which says in it exactly what's going on, eino tzarech amira acheres. You don't need another amira. Shahare amiraso mifureshes bishtar. What does that mean? It's all about birur. Ve'ein tzarech ba ela sheyiru ha'edim mesiris hashtar. Ve'loshen shekasev bo. The edim have to see what's written in the shtar and then it's given over. Shetehi yoda'as. And that she should know Shushtar Kiddushin. V'yesh Befarshim, that's the Me'iri. The Me'iri is saying that maybe you don't need it by Shtar. V'yesh Befarshim af b'sheini odas kein. But the Me'iri says on all of this, v'ena dvar misyashvim li. I don't like this. Shim hu medaber ima al iske kiddusheha onisu eha af b'kesef ain't tzorach la'amira. V'im eino medaber, if he's talking about it beforehand with her, then you don't need him even for kesef. And if he's not talking about it with her beforehand, v'im eino medaber ima al iske kiddusheha onisu aklau hechi yodas v'ashakasev b'shtar. How does she know what's written in the shtar? Shetiskadish b'sviris hashtar b'loshu b'amira. So he doesn't know exactly, you know, how it would work without the Amira. Again, that's all another nafgamina in terms of Amira by Kiddushin, what the root is. Good. Gemara. Masnisa on the top of Mem and Aleph down. Mishnah. Masnisa on the Mishnah that said in the first part of the Mishnah that there is a chiluk between the mominus and the iser part. Right? What do we say? I pulled the fruit. I didn't pay you yet. Then it went up or down in value. So the Mishnah said, so regarding the Kedusha, you're going to go by right now. When the pidyon took place, what's going to have Kedusha by Sersheni? So whatever it's worth right now. But in terms of monetary, how much I owe you, it goes by the original, the time of Mashiach. So Masnisa, the Mishnah that said you could split between these two, and if it goes up and down in value, there could be a split. The local Rav Shimon Gamliel is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel did Taninan, because Rav Shimon Gamliel said the following, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, La'olam Mashiachas Oshol Maizer Sheni Hi Pidyano. The Mashiach is the Pidyon. When you pull the fruit, that's already it. The fruit loses its status. The money gets the status. It's one stage. And it all goes together. Mishichaso shemaz yosheni hu pidyono. You're not going to be mechalik between the two. And the moment that you pull the fruit and you're chayef to pay, so the kedusha already goes on to the money. Goes into the money. And therefore, there's not going to be a chilik between the stages at this time, meaning the Meiser Sheni will go by the earlier time, not by the later time. It'll go by when you pulled the fruit. Again, the Rambam quotes this line. The Rambam in Meiser Sheni in Ches Tes quotes this line of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and therefore he holds like him. Ches Tes. So that lashon is used. You can look at the mafarshim exactly how the Rambam explains the Gemara. But the Gemara says here that the Mishnah, which is machalik between the elements of dini maminis, how much I owe you, and the Meiser Sheni, that is not like a Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says it's all one step. Next. Reb Yossi, the next line of the Mishnah had said that the first line of the Mishnah had said, I took my Meiser Sheni and it was worth one sela at the time. So I owe you one sela. But by then, by the time before I took out the money to pay you and to de-sanctify, now it's worth two. So I have to give you one. I have to give you one because that's what I owe you. And the other one, I have to keep it as Meiser Sheni, because since right now it's worth two, and now is when I'm being mechalid, so I keep that second sela. I have to treat it with kedusha Meiser Sheni. That's what the Mishnah said. No sin lo sela umistaker b'sela. I gain or Meiser Sheni shalo. but I get to I keep it, and it's Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara just mentions Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Elazar a mosif and chomesh al sela hashniya. That second sela that I get to keep, I don't have to give to you, because when I took the peiros, it was only worth one. That second sela, I don't have to give a chomesh on. I don't have to give a chomesh on, because why? V'hayir Rabbi, we switched the gears to Rabbi Zera Mistakobe. So what happened? Rabbi Yosi said this, that you don't have to give a chomesh for this second sela, Maaser Sheni, that you're holding. And Rabbi Zera was looking at him. He was looking at Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Zera Mistakobe. Omale Mat Mistakobe. What are you looking at? What are you staring at? Why are you staring at me? Right, the Marfola says, staring. Ka'adam sha'omer davar tema. You're like looking at me like incredulously. Right? What are you, what are you saying? So why are you looking at me? Afrab Hila Modaba, even Rabbi Hila, who said earlier, Ashita, which we're not going to review, everybody would agree to this, that you don't have to give Chomesh. Why? As we learned a few days ago. Kai de Amr Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Komai Shosheni She'ina Hu Pijono Mishela Hu Mosav Chomesh. When do you say Chomesh? When it's all yours. You have the fruit, you have the money, together. Right? But if you don't, if it's not all owned by one person, then there's no Chomesh. So here too, there's somebody else involved. Somebody else involved. Somebody else is taking my fruit. So you want to say, oh, the Maaser Sheni coin never left my rishus. I just have to treat it as Maaser Sheni. There's still somebody else involved. Still somebody else involved. And therefore, one is not going to be pipo de achomish. We're not going to be pipo de achomish in that case. Good. Getting back to the second half of the Mishnah about the Dibur. So I the Maaser Sheni v'lokar Hashem v'chulu v'rb yudom ritzorach l'faris. So in a machlokas, in Maaser Sheni, and we had a machlokas in Kiddushin. Reb Yosi and Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosi said, it's enough, you don't have to explain. Reb Yehuda says, no, you have to explicate. Ma'ot Sarach Lafari says, what do you have to explicate? What do you have to explicate here? If you have a get, then Kiddushin, Maaser Sheni, what do you have to say? Ze Gitech, Vize Kiddushech. You have to say, this is your get, this is your Kiddushin. Vahacha Ze Pinyon Maaser Sheni. That's what you have to say. This is the Pinyon Maaser Sheni. And like we read before in the Rambam and Perek Dalid, that works and that's designated. Reb Zeira Chia Barbun Abba Bar Tachlifa B'Shem Reb Oshia Ma Pligin. When is there a machlokes whether you have to explicate or not? Reb Yosi says no. Reb Yehuda says yes. That's only Kishif Ligu Daiton L'Nyonas Acherim. That's only if you went to talk about other things. You were talking about Kiddushin and Gerushin, and then you were talking about other things. Not totally other things, the Gemara Kiddushin says. You were talking about what's called Me'inyin Le'inyin Bo'so Inyin. You're talking about dowries. Talking about related flowers, caterer. Talking about other issues related. So that's when we say there's a machlokas, because you're still talking in general about the marriage or about the divorce. She'efligu da'itel inyonas acherim. But that still means within one Inyin. Like look in the Rasilio. Klomar, me inyan le inyan ba oso inyan. Right? You went from topic to topic. Shepaska mil dabar bi kiddushin mamish. You stopped talking about actual marriage. Vayimadabrim bitvar machirim. Mi yuhayimadabrim bitzorchi zivugan. But it's still about the marriage. Could go kama nadunya yeshlacha, dowry, kama sados yeshlacha, lesparnis mayhem. Ubahu de polygrabi Yehuda. That's when Yehuda says you have to be clear. But if you weren't asu boso inyan klau, then for sure you have to say something. For sure. Ve'ela farish k'shef siku binyonas achirim mamish. Demina yada d'lashem kiddushin. Who knows in lashet disratza. Then for sure it wouldn't be good. So fine. So the Gemara says, when is there machlokas Rabbi Yosi and Yehuda? If you change the topic a little bit. Avalam hayu asukim ba'oso inyin gethu. But if you're osik ba'oso inyin, that even Rabbi Yehuda would say that you don't have to explicate. You were just talking about it. Asukim ba'oso inyin, and therefore it's going to be a good get, even without explicating. The issue of Asukin Boso Inyan, we've mentioned also in the past, comes up lahalachi in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, when can you be chozer bo from a kinyan? If I make a kinyan, Mishicha Chazaka Hagba, I could go back to the Dibur, as we learned recently, right? The Schus Chazara going back, as long as I talk the Dibur, I could go back on a kinyan. But when it comes to kinyan Chalipin, you could go back even later. Even asukin ba'oso inyan. As long as you're still talking about the topic, so that is time enough to go back and ask the achronim, why? What's the difference? If all kinyanim, you only have toka de dibur, so why is chalipin different? Right, the shtar or sudar, right? Why is that different in that, why would that be different in that case? So the Gemara says, why would it be different in that case? So the Gemara says, in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara explains exactly what the source for Kinyan Chalipin is, but Reb Chaim developed it, and that is, Chalipin is a different type of Kinyan. Almost all Kinyanim are about the Maisa Kinyan. There's the Maisa Kinyan and there's the Das Kinyan. There's the Maisa, the physical act, and you need Kavan in the Das Kinyan. But because there's a focus on a Maisa, so that's when you have, from that Maisa, you have Tokadei Dibur. But Chalipin is not Maisa Kinyan at all. It's a symbolic physical act, but it's all just to concretize the Das Kinyan. Right? That's what the Rambam seems to say Beferish. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira in the fifth parak basically says this. The Rambam says, Noagu barov ha-mekomos lahaknos lamixas elu hadvarim. There are those many places, they do this kinyan, what we call a kinyan sudar, even for the previous Rambam. Yesh dvarim har beishein srichim kinyan vein liknom mem tam. Some things don't need a kinyan, right? We don't need the kinyan sudar. V'choch ha-yezabit dvarim elu. But people do them. Right? To commit to something, to accept an obligation. You don't need it. It's not really accomplishing anything. What is it? Show? It just shows that the person is not joking around. He's serious about what he's doing. That's what Kinyan Chalipin does. When you appoint the rabbi, a shliach, to sell the chametz. Al chasen, when he accepts the chiyuvim of the ksuba at the chasen's dish. Right? All of those, they do a chalipin. A chalipin shows gemira's das. And that is not focused on one moment. That's why it's asukin mosu inyan. That's why it's an extended chazara time. Because it's not focused on one moment where there's a maisa kinyan. Right, it's more extended, and therefore the chazara time is different. That's why some point out that when it says stam kinyan in the Gemara, without specifying, it means chalipin, because this kinyan it emphasizes what all kinyanim have in common, and that's das kinyan, and that's why it works for metaltalin and karka. Right, usually you have separate by metaltalin is meshicha, by karka this kesef sharam bia, the separate ways to acquire, to be koned, different items. But chalipin is the universal kinyan, because it's all about the das. And therefore, it could work for both. And there are many other nafgaminas related to this. What about edim? Chalipin is the only kinyan that you might require edim for. Right? There's a ravid. There's a, maybe Gemara Bava Basra Daf Mem could be interpreted in that way. So edim, katan, the Rambam's compares a katan and a shtar in this context. Okay, this is a important discussion of Chalipin, but it comes up with from Asukin Ba'oso Inyan. Says the Gemara, Rav Chagai. Rav Chagai boy kumi Rav Yossi. Rav Chagai said in front of Rav Yossi that I think this machlokas in our Mishnah, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, is a parallel machlokas to Rebbe and Rabbi Nassan elsewhere. And therefore, Rav Chagai is going to be bothered if it's a parallel machlokas. So what do we have them? What do we have two sets of Tanoim saying things themselves? The later one should say, oh, I'm just going, right, like the earlier opinion. Rav Nassan should just say Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and Rabbi Yossi should just say Rebbe Shita, right? So that's the kasha. So sometimes the Gemara will say, oh, this machlokas is like this machlokas. But Gemara is understanding here that Rav Chagai is saying that there's a problem here, because if it's a parallel machlokas, so then why didn't the Gemara relate it to that? Where is this machlokas? We have a machlokas in our Mishnah about how explicit you have to be, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to relate that to the machlokas, Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi, in the context of get. As follows. Ditanina Taman, we learned it in Mishnah Maseches Gittin. E.F. Shishat the Kabbalah, the Mishnah says there, if a woman appoints a shliach la Kabbalah, we know the shliach la Kabbalah and shliach la Olacha. A shliach la Kabbalah is a shliach of the woman, right when the shliach la Kabbalah gets the get, it's kilu the woman got it. Shliach la Kabbalah. And they're divorced. Shliach laholacha is usually appointed by the man. The man says, take my get to my wife. And it's not again until she gets there. So what happens if a woman appoints a shliach lakabbalah? And that shliach lakabbalah comes to the husband. And then the husband could say, and the shliach lakabbalah says, here, I'm here to accept the get for your wife. So he could say, fine, and give the get, and they're divorced right then. Or what if he says, no, I don't want you to be a shliach lakabbalah. Take the get to the wife. Meaning, he changes the shliach lekabbalah to a shliach lehalacha. And he uses explicit lashon. E.F. shisha tekabela, Ella, no, don't accept it from my wife. Ella, holech v'teinla. Go give it to her Then he's able to be chozer bo, because that change is saying he's a shliach laholacha, and the get is not a get until the shliach gets there. So that's a mishnah in Gittin. That's a mishnah in Gittin on Daf Samach Beis, that the husband has to be explicit and say, no, if she don't be makabel it for her, take it to her. So that mishnah, says the Rebbe, that mishnah in Gittin is going like the shita of Rebbe, who says you have to be very explicit to change a shliach laholacha into a shliach lakabala. The Tani Amra, because it says there, Hiskabili, we're changing the gears a little bit, Hiskabili Giti. If a woman says, accept my get, Vahalach Va'amarlo, and the Shliach LaKabbalah goes and says, Ishtacha Amr Hiskabili Giti, the Shliach says to the man, your wife said I should accept her get, and he says, Holichula, bring it to her, Taneola, give it to her, Zachela, Hiskabela, in all of those cases, even Zachela Hiskabalah, Imratzal Achzer Lo Yachzer, I'm sorry, even in the cases of Holicho and Taneu, Rebbe says, if he's not explicit in changing, then he's basically saying, okay, I agree to what she said, and the get kicks in right away. It's a shliach lekabbalah. Rabbi Nasan Omer says, no, it depends on the language. Holichula teneula, if he says, bring it to her, give it to her, then he's changing him into a shliach lahalacha. Imratza lachzer yachzer, then he could be chozer if he wants. Zachela viskabel, if he says, accept it for her, so then, in Rasul Asa Lo Yachzer, then he's agreeing. So Rabbi Nasan said it depends on the Lashon. And Rebbe, again, the Gemara repeats, Rebbe Omer, Bekulon Lo Yachzer Ashi Omer Lo, no. He's not allowed to be Chozer, right? Meaning, you always assume that he, the husband, accepted what the wife said until it's explicit. Ashi Omer Lo, if she should tagablo, I don't want you to take it, Ela Shetolichula, but to bring it to her. This is the Brisa that we're going to relate to. This is the Machlokas, Rabbi Nasan and the Rebbe. The Gemara is going to go into it a little deeper and then explain how it's parallel to the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. But we'll have to stop here and pick up with that next time.